Okay. Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
I'm here.
Good morning, Commissioner. Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Good morning, Commissioner. Commissioner Stone, I know, won't be attending. Commissioner Langille.
I'm here.
Good morning, Commissioner. Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Burke. So we're missing three. Four constitutes a quorum, correct?
How many?
Out of seven.
Yes.
Yes. We do have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay. Perfect. And who's in Tallahassee this morning?
In Tallahassee is Thomas Campbell, Justin Vogel, Mo Madani, Jim Hammers, and myself, Michael Clark.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome everybody to the September 25th Education PAC meeting. And again, I apologize for being late. I guess first we have the review of the agenda. Does anyone have any changes they'd like to make to the agenda?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the meeting agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. Next, we have the review and approval of the July 27th meeting minutes. Did anyone have any changes to those minutes?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the July 27th meeting minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. The minutes are approved. We have no accreditor application, so I guess we'll go right into the new courses. The first course I have is course number 916.0, 2017, Florida Building Code Advanced 6th Edition, Summary of Structural Provisions Internet, provided by redvector.com and accredited by Bill Dunbaugh. Michael, can you tell us about this course, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a one-hour online course that covers the Florida Building Code 6th Edition 2017. Any permits that were applied for on January 1, 2018 will come under the 6th edition of this FBC. That includes the adoption of wind load provisions of ASCE 7-10. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any comment on the course?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 916.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 916 is approved. Next, we have course number 918.0. That's FBC Advanced Module 2017 Pool/Spa Energy Efficiency Regulations, provided by Florida Swimming Pool Association and accredited by Bill Dunbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that was designed to update pool and spa professionals on the current and or changes in pool spa energy efficiency requirements as it relates to new and existing pool construction and renovations. It will discuss the guidelines regarding energy efficiency for pool heaters, residential filtration pumps and motors, and portable spas per legislative directive. This course reflects changes in the 6th edition of the Florida Building Code and ANSI/APSP/ICC standards in effect. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pop comment?
Motion to approve, Flanagan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 918.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 918.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 920.0, 2017 Advanced Building Code Residential, provided by Palm Construction School and accredited by Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course designed to provide persons working within the construction profession an overview of the changes to the 2017 Florida Building Code Residential. The sections to be referenced will cover administration, building and planning, building construction, mechanical, fuel gas, plumbing, and electrical. As a result of an administrative review of this course, it was found that no mention was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, that the five-question quiz located at the end of the PowerPoint did not contain a correct answer reference, and on page 9 of the residential handout under subtitle Advanced Code, the reference to the Department of Community Affairs needs to be changed to the Department of Business Regulation. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course subject to the three changes being made that were just described in the review.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? Is the provider or the accreditor on? Is there any thought comment?
I'll make a conditional approval unless somebody else has something to say. Flanagan.
Okay. Is there a second or any additional comment?
I'll second that, Langill.
Okay. All right. All those in favor of a conditional approval on course number 920.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Course number 920.0 is conditionally approved. Next, we have course number 900.0, ESA, Advanced Florida Building Code Fire Alarm System, provided by National Training School and accredited by Charles Barr. Michael?
Madam Chair, course 900 was a mistake on this agenda. Course 900 was on last meeting's agenda, and it was conditionally approved. I made a mistake adding it to the first version of the agenda. It was pulled on the second version.
Oh, I apologize. Okay.
My mistake.
I got the first one. Okay. Then.
This is Stone. I finally got on.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning.
I hope your surgery was successful.
Well, no, surgery is at 12:30, and I've been trying for 10 minutes to get a line through to get onto the conference.
Well, we're glad
all circuits were busy. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining, sir. All right. So ignore what I just said about course number 900. I have an old agenda. So our next course is course number 921.0, and that's Advanced FBC Masonry Code Changes and Best Practice. That's provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that reviews the masonry codes and best practices brought in by the 2017 6th edition Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any pop comment?
This is Flanagan, a very nice program, and I'll motion for approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
A second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 921.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 921.0 is approved. And last but never least is course number 919.0, Advanced Florida Building Code 2017, Adoption Energy Conservation, Lighting, and Control. And that's provided by Acuity Brands, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to review the 2017 Florida Building Code requirements that affect interior and exterior lighting and the controls needed to comply. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any comment?
And again, a very nice presentation. Recommend for approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Ryan Gill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 919.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 919.0 is approved. That concludes our new courses. Let's see, we have no updated courses. We have no one-change courses, self-affirmed one-change, so I think we're up to our Education Administrator's Activity Report, please.
Madam Chair, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the Administrator from July 25th, 2018 through September 20th, 2018, which includes the staffing of EdPOC meetings and the handling of all inquiries from different sources concerning the FBC education program. Also included in the report is a explanation of training funding information for 2017-2018, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida, BASF. And in that description, it gives eligibility requirements for that funding. And Madam Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report for this September meeting.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Michael on the report? All right, not hearing any. Is there any POC member that may have something they want to discuss or something to add on to the agenda for the future? All right, not hearing anything. How about the general public? Anyone have anything they want to say? Okay, I guess we're up to a roll call for adjournment, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan.
All here, thank you.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. And Commissioner Burke. Madam Chair, all accounted for.
All right. Well, thank you all very much, and I appreciate your participation, and I will see most of you next week in Sarasota.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Scott.